Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a delivery scheduled tomorrow, and the message said they were going to text me when they're on their way. I won't actually be here, but my cousin is going to be here. I wanted to see if I would be able to give her telephone number. I'm not
Sure.
sure how to. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, you sure can. And is your telephone number the number associated with the order currently?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one moment for me, please.
Okay.
All right. All right, ma'am, and I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and I'm still here with you. I'm just waiting on it to load.
Okay, you're fine.
Oh, there it is. Okay, and could you verify the name and address, please, ma'am?
Sherry Talley, 762 Goodloe Avenue, Dayton, Ohio, 45417.
All right, Ms. Talley, thanks so much for verifying that. So, are we going to remove your phone number, or do you want your number to be like the secondary number now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and I'm ready for the primary number that they're going to call once they're 30 minutes out, or text once they're 30 minutes out.
937-657-7447.
Right, and that's 937-657-7447.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Tally, I have that phone number updated on the order for you. Is there anything else I could help with today?
Let me just ask, so it'll be a different, it won't be this 800 number they'll be texting her, right?
That's
It'll be
correct. It'll
going to
be the
be.
technician. He'll be using his personal phone.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's all I have.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling XPO and have a great night.
Okay, you have a good one too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.